Now we'll keep going to this good question. God said in John 3:16 that Jesus was his only son. Aren't we all his sons and daughters? That is a very good question. Let's read that well-beloved verse, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What love the Lord has for mankind. To think that he would give his only begotten son for sinners such as we is remarkable. Here in this verse, the Lord Jesus refers to himself as the only begotten son. This gives the thought that the Lord Jesus was delivered out of the very bosom of God for us. We know that the Lord Jesus has always existed as the eternal Son. It was written of the Lord Jesus in Proverbs 8:26-30. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the waters should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by him, as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. So Christ is the eternal Son of God. In what respect are we the sons and daughters of God? Galatians 4:4-5 says, But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. The Apostle Paul also wrote in Romans 8:15, For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Through faith in the Lord Jesus, we are adopted into the family of God, and we are able to address God as our Father. There is, and will always be, a difference in our sonship and the sonship of Christ. Notice the words of the Lord to Mary after his resurrection. John 20:17 says, Go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. The Lord calls us his brothers and sisters. The benefit of this brotherly relationship is that now his Father is our Father, and his God is our God. The privilege of adoption is spoken of in John 1:12, where it says, But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Christ is eternally the Son of God. Through faith in the finished work of Christ on the cross, we are privileged to become the sons and daughters of God through adoption. We have this wonderful thought in Hebrews 2:11, For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. The Lord Jesus acknowledges us as his brothers and sisters. That's an amazing thought. But is it proper to refer to the Lord Jesus as our brother? Well, let's listen to his own words in John 13:13. Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. While acknowledging that he calls us his brethren, we do well to acknowledge him as our Lord and Master, for so he is.